When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Academy Award nominations are over, but award season is just getting started, apparently. My name is Ariel, and I am here to talk about the flubs, snubs, and rubs of the Academy Award nominations. Thankfully, I'm not alone. I'm joined, as usual, by Grace. What's up, Grace?
The rubs? What the hell you mean?
You know, like, what's the rub? You never heard that? Listen, I work hard on rhyming. There aren't a lot of words that rhyme with club. I could have said club. I assembled this club.
The whatever. Dubs, the LT's boy and the heron too. Got the boy and the heron got nominated. So the Dubs.
Hi, LT.
And the Dubs are also W for wins.
I thought about that, but I didn't know if people would get that. Whatever. I'm trying.
I immediately went into what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. But that's different. That's not this at all. That's the Tonys.
I grew up in a town that started with the name with the letter W, so we would you're from the Dubs, if you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like 400 people in my town, but so
yeah,
we all knew we're from the Dubs.
We're from the Dubs.
Yeah.
Only some movies got Dubs as far as these nominations. Mm. I think sometime in the middle of the night, possibly 3 a.m., the nominations were announced.
Yeah.
And then people woke up and there they were. Mm-hmm. LT, what was your overall feeling about the nominations?
Well, I have to first of all say that I am very excited that Paloma Diamond finally got some recognition.
So good, so good. Paloma Diamond.
Paloma Diamond, yeah. Oh my God, transcendent in everything that she's in.
Yeah.
No, but serious internet memes aside, I was shook a little bit by the nominations in some good and bad ways. No matter what you think about Barbie, and I love Barbie, Greta Gerwig should have gotten a nomination for Best Director.
What's that? I'm hearing Joe Coy has some thoughts about Barbie, if you want to hear them.
Let's go to Joy Coy, who now joins us.
She's all big boobs.
Yeah.
Wow, Joe. You couldn't even come up with another joke?
Change your name again, Joe Coy.
Oh, my God.
Like, no. And no Margot Robbie in Best Actress. But Ken got nominated, which is the plot of the film. Yeah. proving once again that the Oscars is just one big Mojo Dojo Casa House.
I really thought the Oscars were all about horses, so I was really surprised to not see any horses nominated, whether
they
BoJack
perform
or
Goodbye
otherwise.
Horses every year.
Yeah.
Some of these movies probably had horses in them. Killers of the Flower Moon, did they have horses?
There were definitely horses, but I didn't see any horses, like, you know, spotlighted, nominated. Mm. Grace, what were your thoughts, your takeaways?
Okay, my thoughts are, it was a really good year for movies, because when people were like, this person got snubbed, and then you'd look and you'd be like, well, yeah, of course we probably could have cut Bradley Cooper, but who else are you going to cut from that category? You know, or like, whatever, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. Who were you going to cut? If you look at, you know, like, and like, yes. Okay. Like I, like it's about the best of the best, and what, you know, like, and Annette Bening gets nominated for NIAID, and you know, whatever, it's fine. But like, you still have to cut Annette Bening, like then Annette Bening doesn't get nominated, you know? So it's like, I thought she was really good in NIAID. So I get that. I don't know. I feel like the nominees this year don't feel quite as, there's not as many that I'm like, that feels pretty egregious to like nominate that thing or that person or whatever over other people, because it's like, I don't know. It feels like it was a really good year for a movie. So mm-hmm. overall, I'm pretty happy. It felt very not surprising. Was there like a big surprise this morning? I don't really feel like that, other than like with like, something got nominated. Like, we didn't have a, who got nominated last year? What's the name of the person who had to change all the rules?
Andrea Reisenberg.
Yeah, they had to change all the rules to make sure this didn't happen again. We're like, you're right,
the
you're not.
The pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Right. So I didn't feel like there was like, yeah, an Andrea Riseborough this morning, you know? But
she's nominated again for two Leslie, two more Leslies.
Electric Leslie Boo.
Leslie two, cruise control.
Oh. Wow. So good. I mean, obviously, you know, Oppenheimer and the Holdovers did very well. Yeah, but I think the I was more surprised by the Greta Gerwig snub than I was by. No, actually, I think it's backwards. I think I was more surprised, actually living in this reality, mm-hmm. by the actress snub,
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, it just, it's wild. Yeah, I don't, and that's not even just like a thing of who's deserving or not. We can get into that, I guess, but like, it's, it was more just like the shock of, wow, that none of that met all that canoodling, all that lobbying seemingly was for naught, and then we get a Ken, like LaTanya said. I don't know, just a lot of guys directing movies this year, I guess.
There's one woman got nominated.
Oh, Justine. Sorry, I read it very quickly. I was like, Justin. Yeah. Wow. Of course.
Nominate more than one woman in Best Director Challenge.
Also, but it's a pretty great nomination. Woman. She has been a little bit like, so France did not submit Anatomy of a Fall, their movie for this year, because she basically made a speech, I think, accepting the Palme d'Or, criticizing Macron. So pretty rad.
Love it.
Yeah. It's great. So yeah. But yeah, I mean, they could nominate more than one woman. I mean, I have to say, they didn't nominate Alexander Payne. So, you know, picture does get nominated for Best Picture, but you know, alas. I think in the Best Actress. So, I mean, if we want to start, you know, definitely Margot Robbie probably does deserve to get nominated. And I think you're looking at either Annette Bening, who I think is the most likely person who should have probably moved on out for Margot Robbie to come in. Carey Mulligan, maybe, although maybe. I do like that performance. I know there's basically a Twitter meme going around about the two of them in character talking about the 789 joke. And I actually can't tell whether it's actually from the movie or not. And I can't remember.
So like, yeah, I remember that happening.
Whereas he's like, and you know about seven? And she's like, oh, tell me. And it's just like, that's the dialogue the whole movie. But anyway, so probably one of those two gets bumped. And I, you know, I don't know. And the thing is, I do agree that she probably should be in there. But the idea that like Ken got nominated, it's not like they were competing against each other. It can happen. It's just that like the women noms this year are so much stronger. I feel like the pool is so much bigger than the actor in a supporting role category, where like, I do kind of think Gosling should be in there. But there's a lot more, like, you know, it's less competitive, I think, than the actress in a leading role category this year.
I'm not upset at all that Ryan Gosling got nominated. I thought that he was a standout in that movie about women.
I don't, I don't begrudge the Gosling nomination. I just feel like, yeah, he was great.
It is funny that it's like,
it was great.
I mean, although America Ferrera, right? She also got nominated. What do you feel about America Ferrera? Yes,
she really, we all know she really got nominated because of Ugly Betty, and that's fine.
Right.
And second place is the speech that she made.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Oh, and the speech.
That's what her speech was called. It was the secret code for the speech. The code word was Sister of the Traveling Pants. That made me cry. So that was... That I definitely feel now. I'm like picturing you were talking about Annette Bening. It would have been really funny if she like ran on stage at the nominations and were like, no, I don't deserve this. It really should be someone else, either Margot Robbie or Beyonce or something like that.
Beyonce
should always be Beyonce. Yeah.
Best actress in a documentary about herself.
Seriously. Why not? I'm ready for it. Let's make some history.
Movies. Are there any movies that are missing that we think should be on? I say no, and I say that as a huge past lives head. So it now and forever can just say that it was Academy Award nominee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Past lives.
There's a few movies that I'm kind of surprised like didn't get anything.
Yeah.
And I'm more just disappointed than anything, which is The Iron Claw was something I was kind of hoping would get. Maybe Zac Efron would sneak in there. He didn't. All of Us Strangers as well. Yes. I'm pretty disappointed it doesn't get anything, even if I absolutely abhor the ending of that movie. I think for the first like 80% of it, it's amazing and transcendent. So pretty upset. And then the obvious one that I think people are most mad about today is like that May December kind of didn't really. It got one, right? It got a best writing original screenplay, but that's it. So people are pretty mad that May December didn't get nominated for anything.
For me, I've been wondering about Origin a lot, just because where is it? You know,
like Origin. Yeah, they've released it so late. I don't understand it. It had a fair bit of momentum coming out of Apologies, Ariel Tiff, seemed to be pretty well received. And then I don't know. I think that this idea, you have to release your movie. Okay. And this is going to be wild because literally last week on the podcast, I was like, stop releasing all your movies before the new year and release some movies in January, please. And then I'm going to be like, actually, all the movies that got released in January, like, don't really seem to get any traction. Like the December 22nd movie, there's a dump of movies that like, basically other than American Fiction, like didn't Color Purple a little bit.
Yeah. And Maestro, I would put, Netflix part of it, I think makes it difference. It changes the calculus a little bit.
What about Priscilla? I mean,
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Oh, what a great movie.
What a great film.
It didn't get any nods, right? Didn't get any nominations.
Nothing. Not even for Kaylee Spaney.
For best line read in a movie where Elvis Presley says, so saying I'm going to be a
get it.
We're going to do our own Oscars where we do best line read, best character name, best overall year. Remember we wanted to give Greta Lee the Oscar for just best year.
Yes, best year.
She
oh my God.
So good all year.
That would be a fantastic category because then you can mix up actors and movies, just like what thing, what entity had the best year. I think that would be amazing. Priscilla definitely deserves like do they call it makeup still?
Or costume design.
Yes, makeup and hairstyling. Definitely some hairstyling for
best
Priscilla.
Face stuff.
Best fake. Best. Maestro, you know, getting in there. That was I wasn't
please
surprised.
Explain this to me.
It is a very like traditional Oscar-y movie.
Spielberg
minus the Netflix
produced.
Part.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think too with the best, he's been trying. He's trying so hard to be nominated, and so they did it. But I think it's funny because he's a better director, and I don't know that I would bump anybody who got nominated out for Cooper directing Maestro. But it's like he's not really. He's like it's almost like well, we can't give him that, so maybe we'll just like give him a nom, you know, for best actor in a leading role. I don't know. I think scenes in the movie are really good. I think the like there's like a pretty like you know the directing scene that like you know, that's not what he's doing. He's what is he
conducting?
He's conducting.
He's orchestrating a conductorship.
He's
a conductress.
So that's I think some of it is very, very good. He has a great line read about who left Snoopy in the vestibule. Like it's not bad. It's just like probably not. I would put it like top 10. I just wouldn't put it top five, you know?
I don't think that I would put it. I can't believe it got nominated for Best Picture. I'm not going to lie. I could not get through that movie.
Maestro?
Was it the music? The music was too loud?
No, no. I love music and I love movie. Wow, I love biopics and I love, you all know I love movies. And I also really like Bradley Cooper. I just think that like there are some people that are a little more hyped than maybe they should be. And maybe this movie is one of those things.
Maybe.
In my humble
sounds
opinion.
Kind of homophobic.
That's all I heard was the problem in that statement.
You're right. I really get so annoyed when straight men don't get nominated for telling queer stories.
But he played a gay man.
I know. That's what I just
or
said.
Bi or whatever. Sterling K. Brown, I think, the only second man to ever be nominated. Not Sterling K. Brown. Oh, my God. Coleman Domingo.
Coleman Domingo.
Well, Sterling K. Brown did also get nominated.
I know, and he plays a gay man in American Fiction. Coleman Domingo is the only second person to be nominated to be a gay man who's playing a gay man.
Yeah, playing a gay man and also an Afro-Latino nominated, which is fantastic. And then the Jeffrey Wright Sterling K. Brown combination marks the first time that a black lead actor was nominated alongside a black supporting actor for the same film.
Is wild.
Wild, right?
Lily Gladstone, also the first woman, Native American woman to be nominated. Like, it's 2024.
This is our country.
It's pretty cool that it's happening, but also it's so sad that it's only happening now.
Yeah. The firsts are always like, to me, you know? Because you want to celebrate someone being the first at something, but not in 2024, after 96 Academy Awards.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like, in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
I was going to say, would it have been crazy if like Christopher Nolan just like didn't get nominated for director because everybody else assumed that like other people would
vote for him? That's funny. Can make like a movie about that. It is too bad, Latonya, that we talk about all these people who like made history and then it's just like, and no offense to these people, but Cillian Murphy, Emma Stone, Gosling will probably just win. So, whatever. Or Downey Jr. will win.
Downey might win, yeah.
That one, I love a Downey. I love a Downey performance. I think he was really good in that, certainly. But, like, that feels like a little bit of a waste. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think you and I are on the same page. That we keep. It's like, Downey's the front runner. And then you and I are both like, but why?
But why, though? Yeah.
You give Parvati Trader's face of like, yeah, but why?
What was the reason?
But then you do see him accepting awards. And you're like, he is kind of good. He's one of the round tables, I think, on the Hollywood Reporter. He had like a very funny joke about like, they were like, what would you be doing if you like didn't get, if you weren't acting? And he'd be like, in jail. He's like, he was like self-deferential in a way. The Critics' Choice Award, he read all the bad reviews, which I think could totally not go over well. And yet the fact that Downey made it work, I think, is like testament to like that he's a bit charming. And so
he's
feel like there's like some crossover into like, people like him, and it's kind of a nice, it's not like, I think Kyu Kwan's story last year and Michelle Yeoh's was like kind of the best version of Brendan Fraser too, but there is something to the story of like giving Downey the win. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe he's too charming. I recommend people watch Senior. It's not the lightest.
Oh, yeah.
He made about his dad. It's on, I believe it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Really, really good. If you want more reasons to have warm feelings towards Robert Downey Jr., you should watch.
I don't.
Oh.
Well, I don't clearly need any the more Oscars reasons.
They probably all watched it. Yeah, Colman Domingo is a great one that we called out. Paul Giamatti, best actor.
Yeah, so actor Colin, in the leading role.
His fake glass eye. I don't even know how they did that. I read a whole article about how they did the eye, and I still don't understand how they did it.
Oh, the eye is not real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part I get.
No, I was asking.
Oh, you were genuinely asking. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
And I'm pretty sure they would glib. They would purposely swap it so that, because there's a line in the movie, right, where he's like, I don't know which eye to look at.
Which
and he's like,
yeah,
that's the way it's supposed to be. So I believe they also would put the prosthetic. It's just a contact lens, basically.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A green screen contact lens, I think. Yeah. Something.
No, there's no way they CGI'd the holdovers. Is the way they did, like, okay, get it.
No, but I think, like, there's something.
It's possible. They made it so that, like, that people don't blink in movies before, you know?
Oh, I don't want that.
They gave Jennifer Lawrence teeth in Don't Look Up.
She hasn't had teeth before that?
She knocked out a front tooth during the like first filming of the movie, and they had to give her teeth because it was COVID, and apparently no one was working on teeth.
Not because it got knocked out, but because it was COVID.
The noms to me, Ariel, do feel like the kind of chalk picks I feel like are probably just going to end up winning. So it does feel like Oppenheimer will win, Nolan will win for director, Murphy will win for actor, Emma Stone for, like, it does feel like based on the noms, like, what are you hoping for in terms of like surprises on us? Like, I would love Lily Gladstone to win, but it does feel like this is like Emma Stone's to lose now, which is interesting because I feel like when the movie came out, I was like, oh my god, Lily Gladstone's gonna win an Oscar. Did you see that there's a yearbook photo of her is most likely to be nominated for an Oscar, and she's gonna have a watch party with those folks watch the movie.
They're at our high school's old auditorium. Very exciting stuff.
I
just loved Lily Gladstone's performance and how like sturdy really she was, like the emotional heartbeat of that whole movie. I was fine with Leo not getting nominated for that movie. It made room for some pretty interesting best supporting actor, because I think he would have been in supporting or should have been in supporting.
But I'm really happy.
Best supporting actress is a really interesting category. We have Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, America Ferrera for Barbie, Jodie Foster for Naiad, and Davine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. My personal favorite being
Davine.
She's
going to win.
I hope she wins.
I don't need her to win, but I'm so happy Jodie Foster got nominated. I wasn't sure. When I saw that movie, I just felt like I fell in love with Jodie Foster again. I was just like, you know, this is amazing. I'm very happy she's nominated. But yeah, don't expect her to win. But yeah,
she's great having timing. A Foster sense right now, because it's that and True Detective, Night Country, another fantastic performance she's putting in.
Yeah,
I'm surprised she didn't get a nomination here for that. An Academy Award nomination, but great timing. I'm sure HBO is very happy. I personally would love Davine Joy Randolph to win, even though I butchered her name, because that performance was incredible, and she was one of the only good things about that show that you and I watched, Grace, called The Idol.
Idol. Yeah, my god.
Yeah, I do feel like the thing that's there's a few places where it's like the chalk pick. If those are the places where the upsets happen, I will be kind of mad. So it's like, be very careful. Cause like if Downey gets like, you know, if like Ruffalo wins, which I don't think will happen, but like if he beats, you know, Robert Downey Jr., that's fun. If like, you know, Emily Blunt beats Davine Joy Randolph, not fun. So I feel like you have the chalk picks. I feel like you have to be, you have to be very careful with which ones, because like there's a way in which like it's a fun night of like, can you believe all the surprises we had? And then there's a one where like, can you believe the surprise?
Yeah.
It's all in the line read, as all the as these actors know.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised that Dominic Sessa didn't get a nomination, given that that was like a tour de force first film performance.
I mean, again, I feel like this is like one of the weaker, but you basically have to bump Ruffalo, Gosling, De Niro, right? Like you,
I'd be fine with bumping Ruffalo.
I'm so fine with both bumping De Niro and Gosling. I'm so sorry.
Emma Stone was very happy to be bumping Mark Ruffalo in the movie. I don't know if you saw it.
It's Furious Jumping.
It was Furious Jumping.
He's like, as long as I don't get bumped from the nomination list, I don't care who else gets bumped.
Well, I think there was a bit of a thing where Ruffalo might not have gotten in because he did not get in at SAG or the Critics' Choice, I think. Or one of those that people were like, that seems wild to me, but gets in.
But
here,
then more people saw the movie and saw how incredibly funny and awful his character is. And I'd be really happy in that category, honestly, only with a Mark Ruffalo or Sterling K. Brown win. Honestly.
Can we weigh in on one of the controversies of the Oscars, which is that there's one movie that got moved from original screenplay to adapted screenplay.
Yeah.
People are like, why? And this is Barbie, which does get nominated for Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach. How do we feel about it being adapted screenplay because it's based on Barbie IP?
That makes sense to me because unless you've been around kids, you don't realize how much Barbie IP there is out there. But like there was so much source material for them to adapt the screenplay from that it makes sense to me. When I saw that, I was concerned or confused, I mean, why everyone was freaking out about it.
Yeah, I think I do think it's a little bit of a slippery slope. I'll get to my actual take in a second, but like when they eventually make the Mr. Clean movie, you know, and his origin story, they'll be like, hey, it's adapted screenplay. All those, you know, all the mythology about Mr. Clean and where he got his ear pierced and all
if
that
you're
stuff.
Listening, Ariel would happily sell you as Mr. Clean script. It's pretty much done.
I'm trying to get it on the blacklist, but
it's a
so far not great. So like when that comes out, it's like, well, it's based on a thing. But I think in this case, absolutely, I understand why people are asking about it, but I don't really see it. I think it's valid. It's not just IP. It's like all the stories and frankly, it's marketing, but like all the history behind the character and what everyone in that quote unquote universe has been through, according to the backs of the boxes. I don't know. I've never seen I've seen many Barbies, but I've never seen a real life package that a Barbie comes in. So I don't know how detailed the.
You've never seen a Barbie package?
I don't think so. Maybe at a toy store when I was a kid, but I've never interacted with one, I guess I should say, which is totally on me. But this one makes sense.
Well, your
to
parents
me. I don't think
are not buying you a Barbie.
I don't think this is real. I don't think this is real. I think it's a valid opinion, obviously, to have, but I don't think that's real.
Yeah, I don't really care. I know I asked the question, but it's totally fine. Whatever. I make the rules. I don't make the rules. I don't know.
I have a question.
The Bear is a comedy. I don't know.
Yeah, allegedly. No. Mm-hmm. What do you all think about movies that get nominated for best film, but then get nominated for basically nothing else? So none of the actors were nominated. I'm thinking of
Past Lives.
If you dare. Yeah. You try to critique Past Lives.
I'm not trying to critique it. I'm saying I wished that some of the people in the movie would have gotten nominated for their performances. Because it's like you love the movie so much that you nominated for Best Picture. What did you like about it?
That it was the picture was so pretty.
It was written well. Isn't it? It got nominated for Best Writing. No.
Yeah.
Is there anything else there? I think it's kind of the big one. Zone of Interest got nominated.
Zone of Interest.
That's kind of the only one, right? Anatomy of a Fall. No, because Sandra Hüller got nominated.
Yeah, she did.
So we're just trying to critique Past Lives.
No, I'm not trying to listen. I'm not coming for Past Lives. I love that movie so much that I was upset that no one got nominated for any acting awards.
Yeah, Greta Lee.
Greta Lee was definitely snubbed.
This was her year.
This
was it. Speaking of best original screenplay, we do get the rare May December mention.
The only
citing that. Yeah, I think that movie was great. I thought, like, I actually thought I you know, I'm a super snob when it comes to Netflix movies, and I try to see it in that, like, very short window when it's released in theaters. So I got to see it in theaters, and then I talked to other people who, like, didn't like it as much, and for the most part they had seen it on Netflix. So I'm not saying that's a, you know, I'm not saying that the correlation is exactly right, but I think it's an interesting one to consider. I think that, yeah, Holdovers, Maestro. I just want to say the words Past Lives again, because Past Lives.
I was very pleasantly surprised with all of the love for American Fiction. That's a movie I'll be plugging later because we covered it for the Connect and loved it. But we were very much thinking that it would follow the plot of the movie and just get ignored by, like, a larger audience. And so I, like, when I woke up this morning and saw all of the nominations, I was very happily shocked.
Just saying, it won the TIFF People's Choice Award, which is often a precursor to be nominated for Best Picture. So Toronto does it again. Just gotta
say. Are you part of the voting body, Grace?
I did vote. See? I voted for American Fiction. Yeah, I also voted for. I think I voted for Origin as well, which I thought was really good. But yeah, and Monster. But what can you do? These are great. These are great. I think Anatomy of a Fall, I think, is my pick here for best writing. But yeah, May December, the thing that I had been hearing is that, like, filmmakers don't like it because it's basically a critique on, like, the, like, kind of sometimes how shady filmmaking can be, like the art of movies can be, how they, like, take people's content and whatever, destroy their lives or whatever. So yeah, anyway, interesting.
Let's get to the most important category, featuring the really important pieces of cinema. Best visual effects. Wow. Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1.
No, they've renamed it. Did you know this? They've officially renamed that movie, Ariel, because they're not calling Part 2 anymore. They've renamed that movie, so therefore, retroactively, that's just Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning.
That's it.
Oh, that's so sad, because Mission Impossible - Dead Reckoning Part 1 was so fun to say. No, but this is the classic Avengers Infinity War Part 1 and 2, and then rename. I see.
They don't have a name for the untitled eighth film yet, other than probably it will have Mission Impossible in the title, I think.
Mission Impossible. Oh. Just period. Oh, no, they already made that one. Yeah, I didn't actually really like that movie, but, you know, happy for the people who worked on the visual effects. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, a movie that I actually did really love. This feels a little bit like the popular Oscar that they tried.
It does. Yeah. But Godzilla Minus One has had some really awesome videos of the team celebrating them getting an Oscar nomination.
I really hope that wins. Yeah. I really hope that wins.
Me
this
too.
Category.
I could see the creator had some really cool visual effects.
And then Napoleon, best movie of the year, Grace.
Oh my God.
Best movie. Well, I was gonna kind of spoil something. It's not really a spoil. The thing with the horse area, I was gonna spoil, but I won't. Pour one out for a horse.
There wasn't a poor horse.
Pour it out for the horse. Yeah.
Wow, poor horse. But yeah, Napoleon. You know, best use of not giving the American actor the same accent that everybody else has throughout the movie.
Really good work there. You think you're so great because you got shits.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it. He's like, listen, I'm the Joker. I don't do accents. Yeah.
I've seen him do an accent. What is he talking about?
He's not much up in that. I mean, in that movie, it's just him being kind of a brat.
Can I tell you one of my, every year I do try to watch basically everything that got nominated for something. There's a name for this that I learned last year that I now can't remember, but I do try to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my favorite when, like, yeah, like, you know, some of the theaters here will show, like, a bunch of the shorts. And so I'll be able to, like, get them. I'll be able to watch them. Those are the ones that are, like, kind of hardest to watch. But then every year, like, there's just, like, normally it's like a song or like a makeup or hairstyling that, like, it had no chance to get nominated for anything. And so I'm going to end up having to watch this movie. Like, I remember, was it the Tammy Faye movie that I feel like got make? I think maybe she also got nominated. But yeah, this year I feel like that movie
won.
Yeah, she did. This movie is Golda that I'm going to watch for best makeup and hair. Someone got nominated for best makeup and hairstyling. Just a biographical film about Golda Meir, bro, the prime minister of Israel. So it feels, gonna watch that. the one random movie that's like, it got nominated for one thing. Yeah.
I remember when that came out, people were talking about it, and I did not see it.
No, I haven't seen it either. Yeah.
Makeup and hairstyling, Maestro, obviously, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Society of the Snow. Did you see that yet, Grace?
Yeah, I loved it.
Damn it.
Do you know what it is? It's
it was showing for like a week and then it was like gone.
It's tragically sad with captivating beauty. So I've obviously watched Society of the Snow.
You're sub category.
My nano genre or whatever. Yeah. Nano genre. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like something from the creator, your nano genre.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Are we going to get all these songs played at the... So we have The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot. I'm Just Ken from Barbie. It Never Went Away from American Symphony. I do not know... A Song for My People. I don't want to butcher the pronunciation, from Killers of the Flower Moon. And What Was I Made For from Barbie. Are they really going to put a Flamin' Hot song? Is there this year they're like, we won't do performances of every song. It's fine. We don't have to do it.
Ava Longoria.
No, they will
sing it.
They'll do it because it's Diane Warren.
Oh yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
And then they need the younger. Did I see Flamin' Hot?
Mm-hmm.
I saw Flamin' Hot.
I unfortunately missed Flamin' Hot.
You know what? Perfectly fine. Perfectly
fine movie.
Watch it and look at Twitter on your phone while you're watching it, and your life will be great.
I need more recommendations for things to put on while I'm cleaning.
Perfectly fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do we think's going to win that? I mean, it seems like they might just want to give it to Billie Eilish, unfortunately. Well, probably Billie Eilish and her brother.
Does Billie Eilish really need a second Oscar? She's 12.
She just turned 14, actually. I don't know. I kind of hope I'm Just Ken doesn't.
It's the superior song, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was gonna say I hope it doesn't win, but I actually enjoyed how it turns. Win the movie and like the whole, you know, the choreography and the visuals, mm-hmm. I actually think are really cool. So maybe I retract that scene.
Is that scene? Maybe it's not that scene. I'm thinking of a different scene, maybe.
No, it's like a dream war. Yeah, kind of. I mean, there's not that scene.
Blue and pink,
I would say. Yeah.
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 But let's see. Okay, so you've never seen... I haven't seen any of the animated or live-action short films, but Letter to a Pig sounds...
Great name.
Lovely.
Yeah. Well, should we talk about the best animated feature? I mean, The Boy in the Hair... I feel like the one big surprise here is that Robot Dreams makes it in, and what then got like... Not everything is a snub, also, for Twitter users. Not being nominated is not a snub, but... I feel like there was something else that was in the running for animated feature that did not make it in.
I feel like you just snubbed me, Grace.
No, I did. Was me not getting nominated? Is that a snub? Yep. You know,
Nimona, you were nominated really and you were snubbed. Yeah. I say it every year.
The biggest snubbed. Of all snubs.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mutant Mayhem is what did not get.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I was gonna That's say what it was, justice yeah. for our. But my favorite actually animated film of the entire year,
which was
Trolls Band Together.
Oh. Trolls Band Together World Tour. No, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. Sad that it didn't get nominated. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse did, which I really enjoyed. Really so happy good. For Nimona.
Yeah, I love Nimona.
You haven't seen Nimona?
I haven't seen it yet.
You should watch it.
I've heard good things about Robot Dreams as well.
Yeah,
I did not see Elemental.
Elemental is you should see Elemental.
We didn't cover it on the pod. We didn't. Didn't we not cover it on the pod?
We might have. Maybe I didn't show up that day. Maybe I.
You just
maybe
didn't
I pretended
you were like,
to be someone
else.
Watch
the movie.
Yes, that was very good.
Yeah, Elemental was great.
Oh, Jess Sterling joined me that week. Okay, all right.
Oh.
Here we go.
Maybe I was. Maybe that's when I was away. If it was,
it was June. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then The Boy and the Heron, which
in keeping with the category, Ariel was spirited away.
I was spirited away. Stop it! Stop mentioning movies that I love that take me back. Boy and the Heron. I really wanted to like it as much as like Spirited Away, and I thought it was really interesting, but maybe a little bit more thought provoking than necessarily like thoroughly enjoyable. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was upset that they didn't just go with the original title of Bird Boy.
Bird Boy. Or Danny Boy DeVito then. Inside a bird costume is my other alternative title for that movie.
Do you mind if I pitch a little game for us? To
please.
Play?
Ooh, I love
it. Is it Traitors and we have to kill some of the movies?
Yep.
Yes.
Five hours. We're on this clock for 5 hours. All right. I think we should do a little bit of a draft, but I don't want to do every single category. We'll do a pool at some point. But here's what I would like to do is that I think we'll pick like two or three each, but you could just pick whatever you want from any category. And we'll see. So we each get like two. So if you want to take the shot that you think like Oppenheimer's going to win Best Picture, you could draft that first. But if you think Emma Stone winning for Best Actress is the better one, you should take that first. So you're basically just drafting who you think you would win. But you can draft from any category.
Okay. And this is who fun. We think will win, not who we think deserves to win.
Yeah. Who will win? Yeah. yeah. So let me just do a little random number generator to get to. All right, Latanya, you're up first, so yes. You can draft literally anything, but you have to pick who you think will win in a category. Okay. Is he a bit, yeah. What do you think is the surest bet, basically, is what you're doing right now?
Yeah, that's it.
I know, that's a lot of options.
There's so many options. I'll just start with music original song. And I'm going to go with I'm Just Ken. I do believe that it's going to win. I think it's hilarious, and I hope that they make Ryan Gosling perform it at the Oscars because he clearly doesn't want to, and I think that's funny.
I think he might actually want to. I think he's just kind of like plays a little shy Canadian boy, but I think he might actually want to.
That makes sense, but yeah. I feel like his reaction to the song winning at which award show was that? The Golden Globes?
I think so, yeah.
Was him realizing in real time, oh shit, I'm gonna have to perform this song. All right.
All right. All right, Ariel, you're up. You could take literally anything. Anything? Yeah.
Oh god. I don't want to go for like if I were playing the draft correctly, I would probably go with director of Best Picture. But I really just want to pick Best Lives, even though I don't think it's gonna win.
Well, you could do it.
You can do whatever you want.
What if it wins? You call your shot, you know?
Wow. I kind of want to dabble in Best Original Screenplay to go off kilter, but I'm stuck between, I really think it's between Anatomy of a Fall and The Holdovers. And as much as I would love to see Past Lives win, I'm just going to go with my gut. I'm going to give the slight edge to Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah, I don't think I explained this well. I'm just going to take Oppenheimer for Best Picture and Christopher Nolan for Best Director. Okay. And those are my picks because I think they're the most locked in. So I'm just going to try and win that. So Ariel, back to you.
Oh, back to me. It's a snake. Okay. I am going to go with... Oh, no, I'm not going to do Best Actress because I don't want to make that decision for them. Best Supporting? Wow, no, I really have no idea. Okay, I'm going to guess Best Actor will be Past Lives. No, Best Actor. I get whatever. Cillian Murphy. I think it's a boring choice, but the numbers don't lie.
Latanya, you're up.
Okay. I'll do Emma Stone in Best Actress, not because that's who I want to win, but I definitely think that she will.
Okay. You want to do one more round or we're good? We're good with two picks each.
I'm good with two picks. Let's do one more round.
Like Ariel said, let's do one more round. Very quickly.
I said it first.
Latanya, the last pick. What do you got?
Okay. Paul Giamatti in Best Actor.
Ariel?
Best costume design.
Wow.
Poor Things.
It's really good. It's really good. I'll take Divine Joy Randolph for Best Supporting Actress. So
give it to her.
Let's go, Davine. Love her.
All right. So to Latanya, you have I'm Just Ken for music for original song. You have Emma Stone for Best Actress and Paul Giamatti for Best Actor. Ariel, you have Anatomy of a Fall for Best Original Screenplay, Cillian Murphy for Best Actor. and Poor Things for Best Costume Design. And I have Divine Joy Randolph for Best Supporting Actress. And then I have the Oppenheimer back to back. Oppenheimer winning Best Picture and Christopher Nolan winning Best Director. So we shall see. I'll keep track of this. We'll see who wins. Yeah.
Lovely.
Incredible.
I'm excited. Jimmy Kimmel hosting for the fourth time. Mm-hmm. Fine, whatever.
Hopefully he doesn't lay on the stage during anyone's acceptance speech.
I forgot he did that. Yeah.
I had a visceral reaction because you said Jimmy Kimmel, but I heard Jimmy Fallon.
No.
And my heart my heart kind of sank. I was like, oh no.
That would be terrible.
Get Billy Crystal back.
Seriously, where's he?
Yeah. Who did he do that to? Who did he lie on the floor to?
Quinta Brunson.
Oh yeah. That's the Emmys. The Oscars are more serious, you know?
You would have thought it was the Golden Globes based on how he was acting. Wow.
Seriously.
Oh, well, yeah. Is there anything
excited.
Else?
I don't think so.
Anything else? Should we try to guess the time that the award show will
An hour earlier. End?
Wow.
Really?
They're starting at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, earlier. Yeah, again, my brain isn't working. I heard you say an hour, like it was going to end an hour earlier. Well, I was like, how do they know that?
It could, but
it could.
It's we'll not going to. So it's like 7 to 10:30 instead of 11 or 11:30 as usual?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's 7 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern is the schedule. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. So like 4 a.m. Pacific time, just like the nominations.
4 a.m. Yeah, that's right.
That's how the math goes. I don't make this up.
America is huge, man.
America is wild. This has been super, super fun. You know, we'll definitely be back to cover the Oscars proper whenever those are, sometime in March. No, February 3rd. No.
I don't think that's right.
That seems very soon.
Tomorrow.
I believe, March 10th.
No. March 10th. The first thing I said. Yeah. So we'll be looking to see who is campaigning the hardest openly and who is doing it in a more fashionable, clandestine fashion. But until then, LaTanya, what else have you got going on?
Still hyping this because it was fun. We did finished up our Fargo season 5 coverage, me, Grace and Mike. And that was lovely. So tune in for that. If you have not already, we are covering more and more Black movies over on the Connect, and we, have American Fiction coming out this week. So that's very timely. Hopefully you tune in and, go see that movie. The first part of the podcast is spoiler free. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, and for those of you who've seen it, you'll enjoy the rest of it. And then Mike and I are doing Versus. It's True Detective Season 1 versus True Detective Season 4. And True Detective Season 4, in my humble opinion, is kicking all of the butt of the 2014 Season 1. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that plays out on Versus. You can follow me on Twitter at LK Starks or on Instagram at Stormborn. 1222 for more.
What about you, Grace?
Jess and I are doing full spoiler recaps. We just talked about Slow Horses. You can check that out, the Apple TV show. I'm covering doing the recap of True Detective with Dr. Amanda and the deep dive with Jess. We interviewed two of the stars of the show, Isabelle Starr LeBlanc and Anna Lamb. So that was great. We're checking out. And Dr. Amanda and I wrapped up coverage of The Curse with an Extra Feedback show. So check that out. I'm on social media at Hi from Grace.
Wow, wow, wow. I am also podcasting with Dr. Amanda. We're talking 6 Feet Under. We're rolling along season 2. What else? Covering Masters of the Air, which premieres this Friday on Apple TV Plus. I covered with my co-host Rich. We did a Band of Brothers, The Pacific, Deep Dive, Double Extra Large Pod last week. And yeah, I think that's everything. I'm on Twitter X at that other Ariel. And we'll see who wins. We all won because we got to do this podcast. But until next time, LaTanya's here. I'm Ariel. That's Grace. And we are Push Our Recaps Leader. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.